The gift of normal relations. Hello again. The gift of normal relations. Hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, farmers here in Tennessee and across the country are interested in the potential market improvement between the U.S. and Cuba. If those relations between the two countries are normalized, USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Many in the agriculture industry are voicing support for President Obama's announcement of working on normalization of relations between the U.S. and Cuba. While U.S. ag goods have been allowed into Cuba for over a decade now, Wade Cowan of the American Soybean Association says in recent years,
because of the financing requirements of dealing with the Cuban market and some of those restrictions, it's been really tough for any U.S. commodity to really get a strong foothold.
Alan Tracy of U.S. Wheat Associates says easing of financial restrictions in doing business with Cuba should help make U.S. ag goods more attractive than competitors such as Brazil and Venezuela.
We feel that we should have the lion's share of the Cuban market as we do the rest of the Caribbean.
Cowan adds that he sees the lifting of travel restrictions to Cuba also benefiting U.S. livestock producers, as travelers to Cuba will demand a higher quality food product such as U.S. meats. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson says while agriculture has had an exception to the embargo to Cuba since 2001, these normal relations would transform trade into a much more normal market.
And for Cuba, I think then their consumers will have access to the largest food exporter in the world, even a broader basis than we have now, that sits just a small ways from their coast. The transportation advantages alone should be huge in bulk commodities like food and grains such as corn, rice, soybeans, and such.
Well, currently, the U.S. value of exports into Cuba is worth roughly $350 million. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.